Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
The focus shouldn't be as much on what your end result is. The focus should be on what you're doing every day consistently to get there.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode and the interview with our best ever guest, I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too. Familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually, this is crazy, you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and it's Friday. We're going to do a special edition of our show that we do sometimes on Fridays, as many times as I can do. It's called Follow Along Friday, and it's what I've got going on in my real estate investing and entrepreneurial career, because I think what I've got going on can help you, and some of the things that I've learned along the way can help you. So these are basically updates on all the different things I'm working on and what I've learned from it, and how what I've learned can be applied to your real estate investing business or entrepreneurial endeavors in real estate. So first, I want to give a shout out to our two new sponsors. First is Stride Health, and I was approached by the team at Stride Health about a month ago, and they were asking me about the show, and the more I got to know them and their team,
the more I realized that their product makes a whole lot of sense. It's a concierge service for selecting the best health plan that is out there for your individual needs. And the more and more I got to know the team members at Stride Health, I was like, all right, this group definitely checks the box in terms of the type of organization I want to represent on the show. And I think the service is really good too. And then the second sponsor that we have that's new, relatively new, you've been hearing about them a little bit, is Fund That Flip. And Matt Rodak has been a guest on the show before. He's the founder of Fund That Flip. Great, great guy. I've had lunch with him a couple times in New York City when I was living there, and really excited to have them be on board. And if it wasn't for companies like these, Stride Health and Fund That Flip, this show would have a very difficult time of operating, because quite frankly, it would lose money. Because in order to do the daily podcast that we do here, I have to have team members. And in order to have team members, I have to pay those team members. So it's important that we bring in money to offset those costs. And that's what these sponsors are responsible for doing. And it's really beneficial. So go support Stride Health. It's stridehealth.com/best ever. And find how much money you can save on your health plan. And then go get some online lending. How easy is that, right? I'm asking you to go get some money from Fund That Flip. It's fundthatflip.com/best ever. And they've got a ability, I believe you can get approved within 60 seconds, or you get an answer within 60 seconds. So fundthatflip.com/best ever. So what we've got going on this week, or the last time I talked to you, a lot of updates, and I'm going to section them off or categorize them in certain buckets. First is the property I have in Cincinnati. If you've been following the last follow along Friday, I mentioned that it is on the market. We have an assigned LOI, and now we're entering into the contract stage. I will keep you posted on that. I'm anticipating it closing, assuming all goes according to plan on both sides, their side and my side. I'm anticipating it closing in early to mid January. And then the plan for my investors on that will be to cash out and or roll that into the next opportunity that I've identified. And on that next opportunity, what I've been focused on recently over the last month has been finding the right equity source, so a group or individual who has money, to put it straightforward, of $10 million. That way, my company can buy one or two multifamily properties, $5 million for one property and $5 million for another, so 10 total, and get some more deals going. The raising money from high net worth individuals will be something I continue to do because I love those relationships, but I also have identified that having one or two high-level equity sources, so the $10 million mark, is just more efficient, quite frankly. So I'm going to continue to combine those two, high net worth and then a $10 million equity source. And through that, or with that combination, going to continue to do deals. So what I've been focused on is having those conversations. And we've had some really good conversations, we meaning my business partner and I, some really good conversations with, I'd say, four, because they're four total, high net worth or offices that have the ability to put up $10 million. And so much so that a couple of them have expressed interest in working with us, and they want to actually go through the process of underwriting a deal that we've already underwritten. And that's where we're at right now. Assuming that goes well, then it's likely that the next stage would be for us to tie up the property. And then once we tie it up, then we'd have a more exact conversation as far as that property, how we would structure it, etc. So that's been a main focus of mine. And that's what I've been working on over the last month or so. And we've identified a couple properties, and I'll keep you posted on that with the next follow along Friday. The other thing I want to mention is that the local real estate group that I created a real estate mastermind meetup. And I highly recommend, if there's not one like this in your market, highly recommend creating something like this.
If you need money for your flipping project, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. You'll know within 30 seconds if you're approved or not to get money for your residential flip. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever.
Okay, here's a no-brainer. Since you're a real estate entrepreneur, you know that selecting a health insurance plan is a real pain, and dealing with the whole process is a pain. That's why I've partnered up with Stride Health, and they make the whole process really easy, and they have a personal concierge service for you to help you out. They've got a fancy algorithm that helps find the right health plan just for you, and on average, they can save you $400 a year, and it only takes 10 minutes. Go to stridehealth.com/best ever. That's stridehealth.com/best ever. And the benefits are many. One is you become a thought leader. Two, you just meet more people. Three, you create your friendship network. And what the meetup, mastermind meetup, how it's structured and how it's different from other meetups that you might have attended before is that we sit around in a circle and we just go one by one and we talk about what we've been up to and what our challenges are. And then people in the group ask questions to learn. And if they have expertise in a particular area that we're struggling in or having challenges with, then there's some dialogue. And at the end, we commit to what we're going to do by the next meetup. And it's about a month later. And one of the attendees yesterday, he mentioned that just having that accountability of knowing that he's going to have to talk to the group the next month about what he's been working on and making sure that he reached his goals, that compelled him to get the stuff done. And he had a wedding and a bachelor party and many other major life events over the last month, but he still made sure that it was done. So I highly recommend doing something like that. If you don't want to create a meetup, then do something perhaps like a podcast, perhaps like a blog, videos on YouTube, something, and do it consistently, because I've mentioned this before and I'll mention it again. It's important to know what our goal is, but it's even more important to take daily, consistent, focused action towards that. So the focus shouldn't be, in my opinion, the focus shouldn't be as much on what your end result is. The focus should be on what you're doing every day consistently to get there. And all those different tactics that I mentioned, meetup, YouTube, podcast, they're all tactics. But if you do them every day or do one of them every day and are just consistent with that progress, then things are going to start to happen for you. I mean, I've noticed that firsthand from this meetup, for example. From this meetup, I've met many people who I now consider friends. I've met someone who's helped my brother with his company. My brother's got a company called DoorDevil. You can check them out, doordevil.com. And one of the attendees at the meetup is an expert at selling online. So he and my brother's having some challenges with Amazon and selling their product online and getting it set up. So I connected them, and now it's in motion to be successful and on Amazon and be set up properly. So there's daily consistent action that I highly recommend that we focus on. And that's one of the takeaways that I wanted to mention as far as what I've learned and reinforces. Again, it's not as much about the goal. It's about what are we doing every single day that is getting us to that goal, and then making sure we're consistently doing that. And I've noticed that through the podcast. That's why I'm crazy for I have this crazy podcast that's every day. And nobody else that I'm aware of in real estate has that level of insanity to do a daily podcast. And the reason why is, well, there are many reasons, but one of them is that it's allowing me to meet as many successful entrepreneurs and professionals as possible while elevating my company's brand and my personal brand. And through that, more connections take place. For example, one best ever listener reached out to me about 2-3 weeks ago, and we jumped on a call, and he ended up introducing me to a couple institutions, people who worked at institutions who will potentially be money, the $10 million partners for me. So there's limitless ways that the podcast in my situation will benefit me, and you can do the same darn thing. Just the important thing is to find one of those tactics that you really enjoy doing, because it's all about aligning ourselves with what we enjoy doing, because when we enjoy it, we're going to do a better job. And when we do a better job, we're going to be more successful. It's a tried and true recipe. So that's a really quick overview of what I've got going on. I anticipate by this time next month, and I'm going to hold myself accountable to this time next month. So by November 23rd of next month, we will have my Cincinnati property under contract in due diligence stage, where I'm selling that. I am also going to be fairly aggressive and say that we're going to have a property under contract in a market to acquire, a large apartment community to acquire. And again, I think it's pretty aggressive, but I'm going to put myself on the line and say that. And I'm also going to say that we'll have the mastermind meetup that I've created in Cincinnati. That's going to have double the amount of attendees than it previously had. And the number of attendees were, I believe, 12. I'll have to go back and check, but I'm aiming for 25 at our next meetup. So those are the three things I'm going to hold myself accountable for, and I'm going to write them down. But then I'm going to take my own advice and focus on the daily consistent action that I can take in order to make sure those things take place. So I hope you're having a wonderful best ever week. Focus on your daily consistent action that you can do to reach your goals. Know what your goals are, but focus on the daily consistent action. And I'm looking forward to talking to you tomorrow on Saturday. And I hope you have a best ever weekend.